to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Happy shifters. New Year, Happy New Year, Mars.
We are here at the very beginning of the year. You're receiving this episode 10 on the 6th of January when we're coming out. But no matter where you're listening in the world or what date you're listening in the world, we have a special just quickie for you. It's a holiday. So Lindy and I are just doing a quickie for you. We want to make sure that you keep up your practice. And so we have a special treat, Lindy. Is it too late to set intentions and resolutions at this point? Are we too late?
No, never, 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 because you're constantly putting things in your field, whether they're positive or negative, right? So let's just kind of revisit what we want to see for ourselves in this year and just keep those positive energies flowing, right? So it's so difficult sometimes, but just coming back to it, not beating yourself up if you've gotten off the track, just coming back and reiterating where you are, what you want, and let your heart be the guide, you know, so
let your heart
never
be
too
the
late.
Guide.
Never, ever, ever.
I love it. Never too late. Yeah. So we are posting something for you that's going to go alongside with this episode on our Facebook page. So if you haven't gone over there yet to like us or follow us, head on over to facebook.com/IAmShiftable. If you don't have a Facebook page, you can also find this on the Patreon page where we are posting every week. That's Patreon, patreon.com/IAmShiftable. We'd love to see you over there. Get over there. You will see that we have posted a mandala that goes along with this intention or resolution meditation that Lindy is providing for us today. Lindy, you want to tell us a little bit about what this is and why we're bringing it back here at the first of the year?
We've touched on this before in prior episodes. If you haven't got a chance to hear the episodes before this one, make sure you tune into those as well. So setting an intention is so much different than setting a New Year's resolution. A resolution, you're coming from a space of not being already whole for having what it is that you're asking. And an intention is you are already fabulous, whole, happy, complete, and you're asking for these things that your heart truly desires in this lifetime for yourself. So it's just an affirming way to just bring more love into your life. Whatever it is that you desire, it's in your power to create what you desire. So allow yourself to feel into that space and feel that you are already whole, you are deserving, you are right where you need to be every second of the day, and trusting, trusting, and trusting, and trusting. And of course, Mars and I have talked about this. The reason why we've launched this podcast so we can go ahead and talk about those things that get a little sticky in life, but we also rely on the practice of meditation. So at the end of this podcast, of course, like everyone that we do, we're going to be offering an intention meditation along with a mandala that you'll print out either at a Facebook page or at the Patreon page, whichever you choose. Download that, fill it in. And what you'll do after you fill in your mandala is you'll fold it up, put it in an envelope, tuck it in a nice secret space. You're letting go what you've asked for. You're not attaching to anything, letting it completely just come to you and not revisiting that, just letting it completely go.
Awesome. Wonderful. Lindy, thank you for this. I can't wait to go through this exercise myself. Like I said in the last episode, this is my favorite time of year, the entire month of January. We're not even complete yet over here in the Fuller House. So we have our word for the year. So my word for the year is trust. Mm. And Brandon's word for the year is calm.
Nice.
And so the two of us we've sat down and talked about what that means for us, what our intentions are for the year, but we're still kind of unfolding and defining what that looks like. And part of this exercise is writing things down, and we haven't done that yet. So I'm excited to go through this exercise as well that Lindy has put together for us, this beautiful meditation. So thank you for that. that. I'm grateful.
You are so welcome, Mars. And when you're writing down your intention and filling in your mandala, get a nice big fat Sharpie marker and write down exactly what you want. Like I said, the meditation will guide you through it. You're just going to write it down. And then in the petals mm-hmm. of the mandala, you're going to write supporting statements. So it's all good. And just because it's the beginning of the year doesn't mean we can't continue to do this throughout the year, because you'll find that maybe you set this intention for yourself and next week, there it is right at your doorstep. It's already here. So revisit this, set another intention, and start to trust the process of what you're putting in your energy field, which is really, really interesting. And it really can be instantaneous. When you ask the universe what it is you want with full intention that you are having it, you already see it, it's already here, it arrives, totally arrives. Right now in my life, I can honestly say that I'm like giddy with what has arrived. So just be aware that it's coming. Mm-hmm. So be true to yourself. Put down exactly what you want to the letter. Leave no stone unturned to the letter. Really important. Mm-hmm.
It is all there, already waiting for you. And these words on the page is like the roadmap to get you there.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Mars.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm goody too. If you could see us right now, we're kind of throwing our arms up and dancing around and so excited for this year.
That's right.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for our listeners. While you're on our Facebook page, let us know what's your intention or what is your resolution. If you decided to do a resolution over an intention, let us know what it is. We'd love to see what kind of things that you are putting out there to the universe. You could even take a picture of your mandala and post it there for us. And then we're also asking if you are on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, let us know what you think. Leave a review. And next episode, we'll read it aloud because we'd love to share what our listeners are thinking, how you are shifting with these meditations. Let us know how we're doing, what you think, or even what you'd like to see.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mars.
All right. So that wraps it up for this week. Enjoy the meditation and the intention setting. We love you. Thanks for listening. Keep shifting.
Keep shifting. And it's worth mentioning, if you're interested in taking the meditation course Seeds of Joy, visit Facebook at I Am Shiftable. And register for the meditation course. Begins on January 11th and continues the 6 weeks till February 22nd. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email us at iamshiftable@gmail.com or send us a message on Facebook as well.
And as a disclaimer to all of the I Am Shiftable meditations, please do not listen to these meditations while driving a vehicle or operating heavy machinery. They are meant for your growth and enjoyment only. Namaste. Welcome to a guided meditation for setting intentions. You may sit up straight or lie down, whichever is comfortable for you. Close your eyes and notice where the tension is in the body. And relax the muscles and release any tension. Once you are settled, turn your mind into the physical sensation of breathing. Tuning in to the natural flow of both your in-breath and your out-breath. Feeling the belly rising as you inhale and falling as you exhale. Notice how this feels inside. Bring your awareness to your ribs. Notice as you inhale, your ribs expand. And as you exhale, Your ribs contract. Feeling into the sensation of the body moving. Begin by drawing a long, deep inhalation through the nose. And open the mouth, exhale. Settling into the body. We'll take another long, deep inhalation through the nose. Open the mouth, exhale. Release. And one last time, inhale through the nose. Open the mouth and exhale. Allowing the body to settle even more. We are going to turn inward, and we are going to ask ourselves, what is my motivation for change in this new year, this month, this year? Whatever you're intending for this meditation practice, ask yourself, what is my motivation for change? Notice what answers arise in response to this question. Let them wash over you like a wave, and then come back and ask it again. What is my motivation for change? Maybe some of your answers seem a little odd. Maybe some feel more authentic. Maybe more relevant to your current situation. Not judging here, just becoming aware of what answers you hear or feel. Remember, there's no right or wrong. Ask yourself again, what is my motivation for this change? Maybe ask yourself a little bit deeper when you have your answer, why? And listen to the myriad of answers. If you don't feel you hear anything or feel anything, come back to this meditation over and over again with a relaxed mind and body. Let your mind ride on the natural reminder of the beauty of this present moment. Thank your higher self for the intuition, the guidance, and the presence. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. From here, you will take your mandala. And in the center of the mandala, you will place what your motivation for change is for this year, for this moment, for this month, or wherever you are in this process. And on the outside, write some reminders of why, or write some supporting words or affirmations. Once you've completed this exercise with the mandala, you will fold it nice and lovingly, place it in an envelope, and tuck it away, knowing that all that you have asked for will come true. It is here for you now, and allow it to go, letting go of any attachments to an outcome. Namaste.
We are grateful you chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAMShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAMShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.